Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, August 9th, 2024, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. So,
Tibetan tourism in the first half of 2024. Great Tibet Tour is excited to announce a significant increase in inbound Tibet tourism in the first half of 2024. The top countries of origin for tourists were the United States, Germany, Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. Tibet received 60,610 inbound tourists in the first quarter, marking a 525.6% year-on-year increase. The Chinese government's visa-free policies and entry facilitation measures have contributed to a stable rise in foreign travelers to China for tourism and business. Inbound tourism is expected to continue growing in the second half of 2024, thanks to visa-free measures for major European and Southeast Asian countries. Improved transportation infrastructure, including the resumption of international flights and new flight routes, has enhanced connectivity to Tibet. The Lhasa-Shigatse Expressway, opened in June 2024, has significantly reduced travel time. Popular attractions for foreign tourists in Tibet include the Patala Palace, Namso Lake, Everest Base Camp, and Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. To visit Tibet, tourists should contact a local Tibetan travel agency to obtain the necessary Tibet travel permit in advance.
South Korean company Infresh makes global impact with heartfelt support in Thailand. Infresh, a South Korean company known for its global humanitarian efforts, recently made headlines by supporting a 93-year-old Korean War veteran in Thailand. The veteran, who faced financial struggles, received a generous donation from Infresh to improve his living conditions. Additionally, scholarships were offered to his grandchildren. Infresh, founded in 2007, has a strong commitment to honoring veterans from the Korean War. Their support extends to various countries, including South Korea, Ethiopia, the Philippines, and Thailand. The heartwarming gesture from Infresh has garnered praise from around the world, showcasing the company's dedication to making a positive impact on global society. Roshi releases comprehensive cost of living analysis for Singapore and Southeast Asia. Roshi has released a comprehensive cost of living analysis for Singapore and Southeast Asia, revealing Singapore as the most expensive country in the region with a cost of living index of 85.9. The report highlights rising property and rental costs, with average HDB flat prices at $532,768 and private houses at $2,833. Founder Mr. Nada notes the financial pressures faced by residents, but mentions that higher incomes and government support measures help offset these costs. The report offers regional comparisons to provide insights into cost variations across Southeast Asian countries, aiming to contextualize Singapore's economic position. Roshi, a Singapore-based fintech company, is dedicated to offering transparent, data-driven insights to help Singaporeans navigate the financial landscape.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.